20 years ago, in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina, there was an exodus from New Orleans. At least 100,000 people who left found refuge in Houston. Many of them stayed there and helped to reshape the largest city in Texas. Houston Public Media's Dominic Anthony Walsh reports.
When Jermaine Moore needs a haircut, he looks for barbers from New Orleans. At a Shaving Grace barbershop in the southeast Houston area, he's found one.
New Orleans barbers cut different. Our hair texture is different. This is not processed. This is my mother. But everybody can't cut it.
Moore is retired now. Before 2005, he lived a comfortable life as an IT professional in New Orleans. That changed after Katrina destroyed his home. While staying with family in Houston, he turned on the TV and saw his house in the floodwaters.
Yeah, some of them house in the news. Watched everything float away and looking down at that overnight bag, realizing that and my truck outside, that's all I got left. Yeah.
He says he realized he would have to stay in Houston after he went back to New Orleans to survey the damage.
You know what it's like to stand in an American city and hear not a bird chirp, not a cricket. You hear nothing. It is the smell of absolute death. I've never smelled anything like that in my life. And you start to wonder, can I live here?
Back then, many residents of New Orleans were asking the same question. Exactly how many people came to Houston is hard to say, with researchers and former city officials putting the number anywhere from 100,000 to 300,000. Tens of thousands are estimated to remain. 20 years later, they've changed Houston, and Houston has changed them. Jermaine Moore met his wife in Houston. He also found a barber from New Orleans.
You don't want no ball, you want life aid, me and life aid, I got you.
Can you get me here? Thank you.
For sure.
John Speedy Riddle started cutting hair about a decade after he arrived in Houston at the age of 15. His family home also flooded during Katrina. Aside from short visits, his family never returned. Still, he finds meaning in the loss.
I would have never got to live the life I've experienced up to 35 years old if it wouldn't have been for Katrina.
He was among as many as 6,000 students from New Orleans who came to the Houston Independent School District, with thousands more attending schools outside the city after Katrina interrupted the beginning of their school year. The memories of the evacuation still bring tears to Riddle's eyes. But Moore says there's more to the story than pain.
Katrina hurt, but you're supposed to find a blessing in a curse.
I finished high school out here. I don't think I would have, at 15, the life I was living in New Orleans, the things I got away with that my parents don't know, I wouldn't have made it.
No.
I wouldn't have lasted this long.
Right. See, Houston, for him, at 15, turn around. Showed him a completely different path.
It showed me childhood.
Yeah, he lost his community in New Orleans. The curse, the blessing, look at him.
I found a tribe here.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Blessing and a curse.
Sociologist Jim Elliott with Rice University also left after Katrina and eventually settled in Houston. He says the cultural impact of the evacuees is undeniable.
We have to keep in mind that this was the largest evacuation in terms of numbers and completeness in U.S. history.
Exactly how large? It's hard to know. And it's difficult to say how many stayed long term. Either way, those who remained changed the culture, bringing to Houston New Orleans-style jazz, events like the White Linen Night block parties, and Cajun twists on existing dishes like gumbo and crawfish boils.
What the New Orleanians did, I suspect, is they entered into this sort of gumbo, if you will, and began to add a little bit of this and a little bit of that.
20 years later, tens of thousands of New Orleanians, including Jermaine Moore and John Riddle, see Houston as a place of new beginnings, opportunity, and community. They also see more of New Orleans in Houston.
The good part that has changed, our influence. I can find daiquiris now.
Yeah.
I can find food like home now.
I can go to H-E-B and buy blue plate mayonnaise and Patton's hot sauces from Fiesta.
I know that sounds stupid, but y'all don't understand how important that is to us. I can find more remnants of home, actual home. 20 years ago, we were fish out of water.
They say with the curse of losing home, there's also the blessing of finding and changing Houston. For NPR News, I'm Dominic Anthony Walsh in Houston.